Our next speaker is Dennis O'Neill.
And I'll help you pass those around, and that the people at the table will take a look at them. There are 20 slides there. Thank you for the opportunity this morning to address the Board of Trustees here at the University of Illinois. I'd like to thank President Bob Easter for not too long ago spending 2 hours along with James Oliver at the only open enrollment public elementary school in our community here. It's the John M. Smith School that serves the community between the University of Illinois East, South, and West campuses. I'm here to talk about sustainability and UIC. And when you talk about sustainability, you can talk about a lot of different types of sustainability. You can talk about environmental sustainability. You can talk about political stability or sustainability. You can talk about fiscal sustainability and social sustainability. And as we know in Chicago and Illinois, political, fiscal stability are questionable, both in our state and local governance, and there are issues, of course, at the University of Illinois as well. The two biggest changes in our community here since the development of the Chicago campus of the University of Illinois have been the UIC South Campus development and the revitalization of one of the largest federal public housing developments in the nation, the Avila Homes. The two developments were planned at roughly the same time. They both began in the 1980s and culminated with the issuance in September of 1996 of the UIC South Campus request for proposals for a master developer and the first $24 million grant from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development to the Chicago Housing Authority for Avila's revitalization. There were a number of issues with planning in public education and other elements of planning during both of those developments. And the end result, certainly the effect, and I don't know, I hope it wasn't the intent, although I sometimes question institutional intent, and I'm talking about a lot of institutions here, including Chicago Public Schools, the Chicago Housing Authority, the State of Illinois, the University of Illinois, and others, was the racial and socioeconomic isolation and segregation of our only open enrollment public elementary school serving this incredibly diverse university community. The intent of Hope 6, which is what Avila's revitalization was begun under, was to break intergenerational poverty in public housing and to create sustainable communities of socioeconomic integration. That has largely, in many respects, failed in our community. And we recently succeeded in getting the Chicago Housing Authority to retain new master planning services for this largely incomplete redevelopment of public housing that sits really right in between the 1 square mile community between UIC's East, South, and West campuses. There's a lot of demographic information in the handout that I've given you. I hope you'll take a look at it. I would encourage the University of Illinois at Chicago and the University of Illinois in general to become actively involved in the master planning process. This 1 square mile community is about 20,000 residents, about 10,000 units of housing, and it's much more diverse than it was in 1990. Before the UIC South Campus plan and before the Avila revitalization. But there's a lot of work to do. The revitalization of Avila is substantially incomplete. It's taken 18 years, $200 million at least of public funds. And we have issues with crime and education in this community, as many others in our city and state do. And I think the university could be a tremendous force for positive change here in Chicago. And I would like the university to consider some things in education with John M. Smith School and in employer-assisted housing. And I think that there's an opportunity to become actively involved in the master planning process and work through some substantial issues facing this community and this campus of the University of Illinois. And I thank you for your time.
Thank you.